Book of 1 Timothy. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah according to a commandment of Elohim our Savior, and the Master Yahshua Messiah, our hope. To Timothy, a true child in the faith. Grace, mercy, peace from Yahweh our Father and our Master Yahshua Messiah. Even as I called on you to remain in Ephesus, as I was going to Macedonia, that you might charge some not to teach different doctrines. Nor to give heed to fables and stories of endless genealogies, which cause disputes, rather than build up the faith of Elohim. But the fulfillment of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience, and a true faith. From which some have gone astray, and have turned aside to foolish talking. Wishing to be teachers of the Torah, neither understanding what they say, nor about that which they confidently affirm. And we know that the Torah is good, if anyone uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the Torah is not laid down for a righteous one, but for lawless and rebellious ones, for unrighteous and sinful ones, for unholy and profane ones, for slayers of fathers and slayers of mothers, for murderers, for fornicators, for homosexuals, for kidnappers of free people, for liars, for perjurers. And if any other thing opposes sound doctrine, according to the good news of the glory of the blessed Elohim with which I was entrusted. And I have thanks to him giving me strength, our Master Yahshua Messiah, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. The one who before was a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and insolent. But I received mercy, because being ignorant I did it in unbelief. But the grace of our Master abounded exceedingly with faith and love in Messiah Yahshua. It is a trustworthy saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Messiah Yahshua came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. But for this reason I received mercy, that in me first Yahshua Messiah might show forth all patience, for an example to those being about to believe on him to everlasting life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only Elohim, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies going before concerning you, that you might war the good warfare by them. Having faith and a good conscience, those who have rejected this charge have lost their faith. Of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan to be disciplined that they no longer blaspheme. Chapter 2. First of all then, I exhort that petitions, prayers, supplications, and thanksgivings be made to Elohim on behalf of all men, for kings and all the ones being in high position. That we may lead a tranquil and quiet existence in all purity and holiness. For this is good and acceptable before Elohim our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to a full knowledge of truth. For Yahweh is one, also there is one mediator of Elohim and of men, the man Messiah Yahshua, the one having given himself a ransom on behalf of all. The testimony to be given in its own time, to which I was appointed a herald and apostle, I speak the truth in Messiah, I do not lie, a teacher of the nations, in faith and truth. Therefore, I desire the men to pray in every place, lifting up holy hands without anger and doubting thoughts. So also the women to adorn themselves in proper clothing, with modesty and sensibleness, not with plating, or gold, or pearls, or expensive garments. But what becomes women professing fear of Elohim, through good works? Let a woman learn in silence, in all subjection. And I do not allow a woman to debate publicly nor to usurp the authority of a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived has come to be in transgression. Yet she shall live by means of her children, if they continue in the faith, and in love, and in holiness, and in chastity. Chapter 3. Faithful is the word. If anyone desires the office of an elder, he desires a good work. He who becomes an elder must be blameless, the husband of one wife, alert mentally, sensible, of good behavior, hospitable, and able to teach. Not a drunkard, or one whose hand is quick to strike, but humble, not contentious, not loving money. Ruling his own house well, having children in subjection with all purity. But if anyone does not know how to rule his own house, how will he care for a congregation of Elohim? He should not be a new disciple, lest being puffed up he may fall into the condemnation of the devil. But he must also have a good witness from those outside, that he not fall into reproach and into a snare of the devil. Likewise, deacons are to be pure, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy of ill gain, having the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. And also let these be tested first, then let them serve, being without reproach. Likewise, their wives are to be chaste, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their own houses and children well. For those having served well gain a good grade for themselves and much boldness in faith, those in Messiah Yahshua. I write these things to you, hoping to come to you shortly. But if I delay, that you may know how to behave in the house of Elohim, which is the congregation of the living Elohim, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Truly, great is the divine mystery of righteousness, which was revealed in the flesh, was justified in the spirit, was seen by cherubs, was proclaimed among nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. Chapter 4. But the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, following deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, who with false appearance mislead and will speak lies in hypocrisy, being seared in their own conscience, forbidding to marry, saying to abstain from foods, which Elohim created for partaking with thanksgiving by the believers and those knowing the truth. Because all things created by Elohim are good, and nothing is to be rejected, if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified through the word of Elohim and prayer. Having suggested these things to the brethren, you will be a good minister of Yahshua Messiah, having been nourished by the words of faith, and by the good doctrine which you have followed. But refuse foolish and old wives' tales, and exercise yourself to righteousness. For bodily exercise is profitable to a little, but righteousness is profitable to all things, having promise of the present life now, and of that coming. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance. For to this we also labor and are reproached, because we hope on the living Elohim, who is Savior of all men, especially of believers. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but become an example of the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Until I come, be diligent in reading, and in prayer, and in teaching. Do not neglect the gift in you, which was given to you through prophecy, with laying on of the hands of the elderhood. Meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them, that it may be plain in all that you are progressing. Give attention to yourself and to your doctrine, and be firm in them. For doing this, you will both deliver yourself and those hearing you. Chapter 5. Do not rebuke an elder, but treat him as a father, and the younger men as your brothers. And the older women treat as mothers, and the younger as sisters, in all purity. Honor widows, the ones being true widows. But if a widow has children, or grandchildren, let them first know that aid should be sought from those of their own households, so that the children have opportunity to repay the obligations to their parents, for this is acceptable before Elohim. Now she who is truly a widow, and destitute, her hope is in Elohim. And she perseveres in prayers, and in supplications, by night and by day. But she who lives wholly for pleasure has died while living. Continually charge them with these things that they may be blameless. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially his family who are of the faith, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. When you select a worthy widow to help, select one who is not less than 60 years old, who has been the wife of only one man, and is well spoken of by her good works, if she brought up children, if she hosted strangers, if she washed the feet of the saints, if she comforted the distressed, if she followed after every good work. But refuse younger widows. For whenever they grow lustful against Messiah, they desire to marry, having guilt because they set aside the first faith. And with it all, they also learn to be idle, going around the houses, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, speaking the things not proper. Therefore, I desire the young women to marry, to bear children, to manage their own house, giving no occasion to the adversary on account of reproach. For some already have turned aside after Satan. If any believing man or believing woman has widows in their families, let them feed them, and do not let them be a burden on the congregation, so that the congregation may have enough for those truly being widows. Let the elders who minister well be counted worthy of double pay, especially those laboring in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle an ox treading out grain," and, "The laborer is worthy of his pay." Do not receive an accusation against an elder unless on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Those who sin rebuke in the presence of all men, that the rest also may fear. I adjure you before Elohim and the Master Yahshua Messiah and the elect cherubs, that you should observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing by way of partiality. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Do not drink water in excess, but use a little wine on account of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. There are men, whose sins are well known, and go before them to the place of judgment, and there are some, whose sins follow after them. Likewise, also the good works of some are plain beforehand, and those otherwise cannot be hidden. Chapter 6. Let as many as are slaves under a yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of Yahweh and his doctrines may not be blasphemed. And those having believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brothers, but rather let them serve them more zealously, because they are believing and beloved ones, those receiving of the good service in return. Teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches differently, and does not consent to sound words, those of our Master Yahshua Messiah and to the doctrine of the fear of Elohim, he is proud, understanding nothing, but harps upon the use of a word concerning doubts and arguments. And this is the cause of envy and controversy, evil speaking, evil suspicions, meddling of men whose mind has been corrupted and deprived of the truth, who think that worshipping of Elohim is for worldly gain. Keep away from such people. But our gain is greater contentment, for it is the worship of Elohim. For we have brought nothing into the world, and it is plain that neither can we carry anything out. But having food and clothing, let us be satisfied with these. But those purposing to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all evils, by means of which some having lusted after it were seduced from the faith, and they themselves pierced through by many pains. But you, O man of Elohim, flee these things and pursue righteousness, holiness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and confessed the good confession before many witnesses. I charge you before Yahweh, He making all things alive, and Messiah Yahshua, the one witnessing the good confession to Pontius Pilate, that you keep the commandment spotless, blameless, until the appearing of our Master Yahshua Messiah, who in his own time will reveal the blessed and almighty Elohim, the King of kings and Master of masters, the only one having immortality, living in light that cannot be approached, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and everlasting dominion. Amen. Charge the rich in the present age not to be proud, nor to set hope on the uncertainty of riches, but in the living Elohim, who gives us all things so abundantly for our comfort, that they do good works, and become rich in good deeds, ready to give, and willing to share, treasuring away for themselves a good foundation for the coming age, that they may lay hold on everlasting life. O Timothy, be careful of that which is committed to thee, and shun vain words, and the perversion of false science. For those professing this have missed the mark concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen.